In the biography of the Chazon Ish, they write that when he was a teenager, he wanted to go attend Panevish Yeshiva. He wanted to learn by Rabbi Yitzchak Panevish, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabinovich. So he went to the Yeshiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak was giving a shir on Kiddushin, on this daf, and he explained based on the Gemara, Mama Yoimo Ha'evid, so I'm going to learn the Gemara today, Oma Yoima, that the Eved has to say twice in order to become a Nirtza. So first he has to say, has to be Yesh L'Isha Bonim. So he can't say in the beginning of Sheish, Ein L'Isha Bonim, he didn't live with a Shiv Chaknainis yet. So if he read Yesh L'Isha Bonim, and he has much more work to do, he has more than a Shavuot's worth of work to do, so then he says, after Yesadon Yesishtiv is Bonim, he wants to stay in Eved, he wants to stay on Bonim Sheish. Then he has to say again, "Sof prut achreina," the Gemara says. So Rabbi Yitzchak said that whenever an Eved Ivri is sold, some an Eved Ivri could be purchased any day of the year. So there's 6 years later, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu is born on Zayin Adar. So when it came Vav Adar, 13 years later, that was the end of Yud Gimel Shana. The din is that one becomes bar mitzvah Yud Gimel Shana v'em Echad. So it becomes bar mitzvah on Zayin Adar. That's Yom Echad, the first day in the 14th year. So let's say he bought an Eved Ivri on Zayin Adar. So 6 years later on Vav Adar, when it comes to Esau Kochavim, he's Yotze. The 6 years are up, he's Yotze L'Cheres. So the Eved Ivri, in order to become a Nirtza, has to say, after Yesh Lo Isha Bonim, after he lives with the Shivcha K'nainis, and he has a child or a few children, that's the first time, Oma Yoimar. We darshan l'shan is kvulim, machlokes with a dibbaterik l'shan miliyadim, lo dibbaterik l'shan miliyadim. So we assume like Rebbe Akiva, lo dibbaterik l'shan miliyadim, and if you have l'shan is kvulim, it has some ashmas. So amma yamin shtei pamin. So first he says, when he has yet a lot of work left to do, and then the last moment, the sof prut achreina, the last moment, on the last day of sheish, that's when you have to do ritzia. So you do Ritzia every day of the year. You can do Ritzia. So at that time, the Chazon Ish knew that it was wrong, because it's against the Mishnah and Shkolim. Because it says be'echad be'odar, they do various things. So it says there roitzem esavodim. Everybody bought an Eved Ivri on base odar. So Aleph Odar is the last day of Sheish Shanim for every Eved Ivri in the world. It says that the Bezdin used to convene at Bezdin of Shlosha, Bezdin of Hadinim Amun, it says Shlosha Smuchim, used to convene on Amrish Chodesh Adar, I think the Mishnah says in Shkolim. So you see that it's not the last day. So they write in the biography that he pulled out a Gemara Psoch in the Hashkolim at the end, he mished to the Mishnah, he opened up to the Mishnah, he walked up, he put it on the Shtender, but Rabbi Yitzchak was giving the Shir, he just had a Gemara Kiddushin there, Tavchav Beis Amunal. He put on the shtender, he walked out, and he decided he's not going to learn over here, because this time he knows that he made a mistake, it's against an Ofen Mishnah. Next time he may not know it's against an Ofen Mishnah, so he didn't want to learn by him. So then he was thinking of learning by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, but then he heard that, I don't know exactly, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was in Brisk at that time, or was in Volozhin, I'm not sure exactly what period of time this was, but he understood that he wouldn't be able to be Nizr HaChadosh if he's going to go learn by Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim had some kind of arrangement to take care of himself, but he didn't take care of other people. So he had no choice, so he learned by himself. So the Chazon Ish learned by himself. Those were the two choices that he had, to learn by Rav Yitzchak or Panevezhe, or to learn by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and both were no good, so he learned. So the question is, the Pashu Pshat Gemara is, well, I'm going to see the Gemara today, the Pashu Pshat Gemara is like Rav Yitzchak, Panevezhe said. It was Yadu as a big Baal Pilpul. I think I mentioned that Rav Shmuel Salant was an old man, so he wanted them to engage an assistant rabbi in Yerushalayim, so that when he will retire, the assistant rabbi will take over. So there was a whole discussion, whom should they hire as the assistant rabbi. So the end of the story was that they got the Aderis. Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinovich told him, who was the Rav in Panevezhe. First it was the Rav in Panevezhe, then it was the Rav in Nir. And then he came to Yerushalayim. I think he came 1901 and he died 1906. And Shmuel Salant went strong another 10 years or something like that. He lived to a very ripe old age. And on his matzeva, the Aderis is matzeva, he was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rav Kook married his daughter. And then after the first wife passed away, then he Rav Kook married the cousin of his first wife. So he was close to, Rav Kook was close to his father-in-law, even after his wife passed away. He wrote the Hesped Ha'eder Hayakar about the Aderis. So the that's a fact that the Aderis came to be the assistant rabbi. I remember Rabbi Ram Shapiro, he used to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Merkaz Harav, told me many years ago that on that occasion when they were trying to figure out who should be the assistant rabbi to Rabbi Shmuel Salan, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik's suggestion was that they should take Rabbi Tzalat Panavision. Why? Because many rabbanim from Europe would retire, and then they would move to Yerushalayim, and they had a lot of Maror HaRoah there who knew how to paskin shailos. But Rabbi Chaim held that you need a big magen shir, you need a big Rosh Yeshiva. That's what they were missing. So he wanted Rabbi Tzalat Panavision to go. He was known as a big magen shir. He had big chidushim. They have in the printed books, they have a story that Rabbi Chaim held that Rabbi Tzalat Panavision was a tremendous Baal Machadish. And on one occasion, Rabbi Chaim was away from home, and Rabbi Tzalah stayed over in his home. And then before Rabbi Chaim came home, Rabbi Tzalah left. So when Rabbi Chaim came back home, and he heard that Rabbi Tzalah upon a vision was there, so he asked his son, Rabbi Elvala, who was single at that time, was still living at home. So he asked him, "Dude, did you talk to him in learning?" He said, "Yeah." So he said, "You weren't spoiled. He's so fantastic, so original." He says, "Yeah, he said a lot of original things, but nothing was mukhrach in the Gemara." He felt you have to have Makaris and the Gemara to say a chiluk. The building blocks of Allah have to appear in the Gemara somewhere. Rabbi Tzalah was very original. Everything is. He would question everything, and he would question the Shulchan Aruch. He wouldn't accept the Shulchan Aruch. A lot of things. Rabbi Rudim in Zichron Lebracha used to tell over this Talmidim, he learned in Slabotka. So he said that he was considering going to learn by Rabbi Tzalah, Panavisha, and this, the Alter von Slabotke, the Baal Musar, told him privately, "You shouldn't go because you may lose your Yira Shemayim." He didn't know what that meant, but he didn't go. So many, many years later, he met up in America with one of the Talmidim from Slabotke who did go to learn by Rabbi Tzalah, and he talked it wasn't Hashem Shabbos. He lost his whole religious observance. If you learn by a Rebbe who asks kashas on everything, and disagrees with the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbi Tzalah, he's just very original. So you can lose your Yira Shemayim. It is a problem. Anyway, so here is the Gemara. That's what we're going to learn today. The Gemara that, the Shia that turned off the Chazon Ish from learning in Panavish Yeshiva. Remember Rabbi Gifter was saying, he was once telling us that Rabbi Tzalat Petterburger, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, was one of the most outstanding Talmidim of Rabbi Sol Salanta. He was the one who was strongest in learning. Sol Salanta had three Talmidim who were most outstanding, and he was the one who was strongest in learning. He's the one who wrote over the Musa Shmus and Rabbi Sol Salanta, also O Yisrael, but he wrote Chuvas pre Yitzchak, very strong Chuvas. So he said that Rabbi Tzalat Petterburger was once making fun, hard to believe, because Rabbi Tzalat Petterburger was supposed to be such a big Baal Musa. So he was once making fun of Rabbi Tzalat Panavision. So he said when they founded the yeshiva in Panavision, they put an advertisement in the newspaper that they want to have a Rosh Yeshiva. So anyone who wants to send in an application should send in the resume and we'll consider them. So they interviewed three different people. So they interviewed the Marshal. So they said, "Marsha, he's not bad. We'll give him the Mechina Shia, the preparatory Shia. He's not bad. He knows how to say Pashat, Pshat, Rashi, and Tais." Then the Pnei Yeshua came along and said, "Okay, we'll give him the first Shia." The Rabbi Tzalah came, they gave him the top Shia. He's the big Magad Shia, bigger than the Pnei Yeshua and bigger than the Marsha. That's how they were making fun. But he was known as the big Baal Machanish. Yeah. So Nochemol, so yesterday we were learning, the Gemara had a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, whether if a Kohen is a soldier in the army, you see the Mordechai Gittin pointed, you see from this Gemara, he drew Kohanim into the army. If a Kohen is a soldier in the army, does he have a heter be a fast toyer? So the Gemara had two versions. The first version was, Biri Shana Fishur is Mutter, the Machlekes is Bi Ashniya. So Rabba Mamutter Hovi Shtari Yishtari, and Shmuel Amar Oser, Havala Giyaris, and there's no heter. So the Rashbo on the Gemara has an explanation, and the Minhas Chinuch elaborates. He just spells out what the Rashbo said. What the Rashbo said was, and you only say Hov Yishtar Yishtar if it was Hutra Het Gomer in the beginning of the marriage. So that's the Nekudas Machalekis between Rabbi Shmuel. Is it Hutra Dchuyim? What's together of the Het? Is it Hutra Dchuyim? And the second version of the Gemara was no. The Bibiyashni Kule Amla Pliga, that it's also. For sure it's also Bibiyashni. The whole Machalekis Rabbi Shmuel only is the Bibi Rishayna Mutter. So Shmuel Amar Asur. Why does Shmuel hold Bibi Rishayna as Asur? I lo dimitar le kenegad Yetzor. No. The only time we allow you to have the Bibi Rishayna is Kalech Dikrin Beb Habes Al Tuch Beisecha. If it may lead up to having a Heta to live with her permanently, Habes Al Tuch Beisecha, then Kirin Beb Risa Bashivya, then the Bibi Rishayna is Mutter. Kech the Lekrin Beb Habes Al Tuch Beisecha, Lekrin Beb Risa Bashivya. So there were two Lishaynas in the Gemara. So the Rishayim had a long discussion, this long thesis, he mentioned it. What exactly is the difference between the Bir Rishayim and Bir Shniyah? So Rashi on Chavdei Samaral, thesis points out that Rashi on Chavdei Samaral sounds like he says, Bir Rishayim is Mutta ben Achri Yusam. Mamashi's an Achris. No, if I care. What's the first line in the thesis? Shelo Yochad Sena Ba Mechama. What does it mean? Bahabesa Tech Salam Shalay Khatsena Ba Muhammad said Pirish Bakuntris Lova Aleha. Even the Bir Rishayna is Asr Adlacha Kalamais. Mashman Tech Birusha Debim Lachama Asa Lova Aleha Kalikra Afil the Bir Rishayna. Ainamut Adlacha Kalamaisim. So what's the difference with the Bir Rishayna? So what's the difference in the Bir Rishayna and the Bir Shniyah? So the Bir Rishayna, Bir Rishayna, you have a Geiris Bal Korcha, and the Bir Shniyah, you have a Geiris Midaita. Tosis is not happy with Rashi. Tosis thinks that it can't be. At the end of the Tosis, they say the last six lines. Miyuay Maridi Bishalmi Matzina Machlekes Amroi Machlekes Abyechan and Erav. Where the Bir Rishayna is Muta Benachri Yusa. Or not. So Rashi learns the Bir Rishayna is also ben Achri Yusa. You have to have a Geris, but it's going to, so what's the Chiddush? It's a Geris Bal Korcha. Then Bir Shniyah will only be Mutter if she's Mizgayer Midaita. That's Rashi. And Taisus learns not. So Bir Rishayna is Mutter ben Achri Yusa. And for the Bir Shniyah, you need a Geris Midaita or a Geris Bal Korcha is good. It's a little unclear. According to the Tosis, a little unclear. Does Tosis spell it out? Near the Rabbi Natam, in the middle of the Tosis, near Rabbi Natam, Bir Rishayna Mataris Ben Muhammad, the Yishni Asuat Shatebi Basic Giyoris. They don't say what kind of a Giyoris. What does it mean, Shaleo Chatsena Ba Muhammad? The brackets in the Tosis that it says it's from the Tosis Yishonim, in the middle of the Tosis. How does Rabbi Natam read the line, Malam Shaleo Chatsena Ba Muhammad? The Rashi says, Bir Rishayna is Osir, Ben Achri Yusa. According to Taisu, according to Rabbi Natam, there is Mutter. So what does it mean, Shalei Chatsena, Mal Mechama? What does it mean, Shalei Chatsena, Hainu, Lahas Chalimnos Yerach Yomim, Deni Yoch Ledoch, Galas Seira Parsha, and Shintir Bebeis, they can't force it to start observing the Dinim, and to left the Bahabeis, Al Toch Beisechem. Yeah. The whole Taisus is that Taisus is dealing with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the second parak says, Amnon and Tamar had the same mother. They were both daughters of Ma'achor, who was a wife of David HaMelech. So Tamar was, and the Gemara says that Ma'achor was the mother was a Yifas Torah. David HaMelech had a lot of Yifas Torahs. You're only allowed to take one and one given Melchama. In one war, he can only take one, but he waged a lot of wars. So David Melech had a lot of Yifas Torahs. So the Tanakh tells the story that they fell in love, and Tamar tells her brother, Dabar alay al HaMelech, speak to Daddy, Kiloyim na'ani mimeko. Daddy will certainly allow us to get married. What are they, crazy? David HaMelech is going to allow a brother and a sister to get married. It's an Issa Kares. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it must be that Tama was Bas Yifas Torah Hoysa. So therefore what? So still, it's a brother and a sister. How could it be that it's Mutam? So if you hold, like the Rabbi Natam, that Birishon is Mutam Ben Achri Yusam, then it makes sense that Machwa became pregnant from the Birishayna, and she wasn't Jewish at that time. She had not converted at all. And in order to have Biyashniya, in order to continue to live with her, then she was Mizgayer. When she became pregnant from the Birishayna of David HaMelech, so the baby that was born was not related to, was not related to David. So it wasn't... It wasn't, they weren't brother and sister. So that's why they were allowed to get married. But if you hold like Rashi, that even Birishayna is only mutter after Gerus, so how can it be? He wasn't born Leha until after she was Mizgayer. So how could she say Kilayim Nani Mimeka? His mamash, a brother and a sister. So Tosis suggests to defend Rashi, that when the Gemara says Tama was Basi Faster Hoysa, that she wasn't the daughter of David HaMelech at all. David HaMelech took Macho as a Yefastoyer, and at the time that he took her, she already was pregnant from an Anju from before. So he wasn't the father. So David was not the father of David was not the father of Tamar at all. Either Pasuk says in Shmuel, 10 lines from the bottom of the text, Pasuk and Shmuel, base chapter Yud Gimel, that she dressed, Tama dressed like a basma, Kaintel Bashtam Rosh HaMelech Me'ilim, she wore Me'il like all the other princesses. So Tosis says, Lo Mishum Shehoisa Bito, not that she was a daughter of David HaMelech, Ella, Fishe Godla Be'beso Shel David, and Rosh HaMelech, she used to dress like all the others, even though she wasn't related to the others. Her father was a goy, because Macho was pregnant at the time that David HaMelech had taken her. And her father was a goy. That's how Tosis defends the Rashi. According to Rashi, the Birishayna Zosar Adlachashet is Gayer, so what does it help to say that Tama was Basi Fastara Hoysa, but still Birishayna is only Muta after Geirus, Tama and Amnon are related, brother and sister. So that's what Tosis said. No, Tamar, Macha was pregnant before, from a guy, from somebody else. So on this daf, there's a Ritva who comes to defend Rashi differently. And Rabbi Nachum Zemba has a long essay about this. Rabbi Nachum Zemba, we once spoke about it. He used to correspond. Rabbi Nachum Zemba was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. So he used to correspond with the son-in-law of the Orsamech, Rabbi Avram Luftber. Rabbi Avram Luftber was a businessman, but he was very strong in learning. So they used to correspond together. So after the daughter of the Orsamech died, she didn't have any children, and the husband also passed away, he never had any children. So after he passed away, so they put out a sefer, Zer Avram, this should be a substitute for the children that he never had. So they put out a sefer Zer Avram. They put out different Divrei Torah by Rabbi Avram Luftber, alphabetically arranged, off the Aleph base. And then Rabbi Nachum Zemba also put out Zer Avram, his correspondence with Rabbi Avram Luftber. I think they have 24 letters back and forth. So in the 24th letter, he has a long arichas on this. Rabbi Avram Luftber writes very strong Torah, but the Menachem Zemba is much stronger. He knew everything. Rabbi Luftber knew also almost everything. And Rabbi Menachem Zemba knew mamash everything plus. Unbelievable. He has a long arichas on the Ritva here. The Ritva wants to say, according to Rashi, the Bir Rishayna is only mutter after a Geiris, but the Geiris is going to be a Geiris Bal Korcha. The Bir Rishayna is only going to be mutter if she's going to have a Geiris Midaita. So even though the Geiris Bal Korcha is valid over here, to the extent that the soldier is muta lov aleha, it's only for that one purpose. But if she'll have children from, if she'll have children from David HaMelech, at that time the children won't be misyachas elof. only the geris bal karcha is only valid vis-a-vis to be matter the isha to the soldier, but not benigeh to anything else. So that's when he has a long arichas that by bnei noach, by Yisraelim, the opening mishnah says we isha niktan b'sholosh drachim, either b'kesef or b'shtar or b'biyo. And here it says acha kein tov alah v'yalta b'hoi salach ali isha. So the Sifrei says on that pasuk of v'yalta ein lach ba'ele kiddushe biyo. What does that mean? So the Ramban HaChumash writes that Kedusha Kesef and Kedusha Shtar don't work, only Kedusha Bia works. How come only Kedusha Bia works? So that's his suggestion, that's Rabbi Nachum Zema's suggestion, that according to this Ritva, that if you have a Geiris Bal Korcho, it's only a valid Geiris vis-a-vis the one din, Benegir to be Mata, the soldier, Lov Olah, but not Benegir to the other dinim. So one of the other dinim is, how do you get married? So Isha's Bnei Noach is only Bulas Bal Yesh Lahem Nichnas Elucho Bavala Nivala Ein Lahem. By Bnei Noach, there's no such thing as Kedusha Kesev and Kedusha Shtar. There's only Kedusha Biyah. Because as Hashem and Bereshis, Hashem Eishas Hu Ish Kenovihu Bispala Batcha Bechiyat. No, what's the other passage? Hashem Vehi Bulas Bal. It says, give back Avram Avina's wife, Vehi Bulas Bal. So the Gemara has the comment, Bulas Bal Yesh Lahem Nichnas Elucho Bavala Nivala Ein Lahem. That's Rav Menachem Zema's suggestion. What's pshat in that Ramban who interprets the Sifrei? Acha kein tov alah v'yalta ein lach ba'ala biya. It means that kedusha kesem and shtar don't work. Why? Because basically she's still a nachris. She's the geris bal korcha is only valid vis-a-vis the heter to the soldier. So only kedusha biya would be valid. Then it should come out. It says later on in the next pasuk. And if you're not happily married, v'shilach tel nafshal mochalas im kerena b'kosev lo sesam abo. Tachas Hashem ini so, so it says vishilachto lenafsha. How is it vishilachto lenafsha? So that I think may also be a Rambam. Vishilachto lenafsha. You don't need a get. How come you don't need a get? Because by Bnei Noach, there's no such thing as a get. They don't have gerushin biksav. They have, and it's so the Rishalmi has two versions. What do they have? So one opinion is like the Vatican has adopted that position. They can never get divorced. And that's not, the Rambam has not adopted that opinion. The Rambam says they can get divorced. They don't need gerushin b'ksav. Either he or she can initiate the divorce. Either he or she says, goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you. We don't want to be married anymore. So that's the suggestion of the shilachta lenafsha, goodbye. And you don't need a get. Why? Because basically she's still a nachris. Because the geris bal kochav is only valid with respect to this one point. That's this chiddush in the Ritva. The Ritva is coming here to answer Tosfos Kasha. And Rashi, what is it helping? Gemara Sanhedrin says, Tamar must have been Vasifastoya, her mother, Macha must have been Yifastoya, and therefore she's not related to David. If you hold like the Rabbi Natambir, Rishon is Mutar ben Ochri, Yusor. So Tamar became pregnant, so Macha became pregnant from David when she was still not Jewish. So the Tamar was not related to David. But if you hold like Rashi, that Birishon is only Mutar, after Alacha Kalamaisa, Macha Kalamaisa, and you need a Geiris, so she's Jewish. So Macha was Jewish, so Tamar should be Jewish, so she should be the daughter of David HaMelech. How can she marry her brother? How can she say, Kiloyam Dabra no Gadabra Alay Alamel Kiloyam Meko? So that's what the Ritva says. No, the Geiris Bal Korcha is only valid with respect to this one, the Kudah, that she's mutter to the soldier. Big Kiddush. With what? He takes his Ritva and then he extends it. He says, that explains why Kedusha Kesev and Shtar don't work. Only Kedusha Bia Bialta, Ein Lech Bo Ela Bia. What does it mean that Kedusha Kesev and Shtar wouldn't work? Only Kedusha Bia. Because basically she's an Ochris. She's only, the Geris Bal Korcha is only valid with respect to the Heter, to the soldier. With respect to all other dinim, she's not Jewish. So that's why Kedusha Kesev and Shtar don't work. And that's why Tomer is not related to David HaMelech, even though Mach already had converted before she became pregnant. David HaMelech made her pregnant after she converted. The conversion was only valid with respect to the Heta Bia Rishon. It wasn't valid, Benegir, that the children should be Jewish. And that's why, if you want to get divorced later, if she lacht al nafshi, you don't need to get all in afkeminas.
That's Geresh Bal Kocho.
Right, right.
Rashi is mashal like that on top of what is Chafei's Zal. He says, Kedushin Taisin, the Afti Shaisa, Ovet Slacham Cher, Inan, Skayer, Skayers, and Adaita, so.
Means that she's still an Avedis Kahom.
Right.
She's still an Avedis Kahom, right?
It sounds like it's not a full case.
Yeah. In Maseches Chulin, there's a Mishnah about how Shechet is Hamsukenes. If an animal drops dead, so it's going to be Nisa Nevela, and it's going to be Mitamika Nevela. Osa Bachila. Nevela is Osa Bachila for Jewish people, and it'll have Tumas Nevelas. So what if you have a behemoth? If you have an animal that's a trefa, so if you're going to shecht it, it'll be metam de nevela, but it'll still be asam achil because it's a trefa. What if the animal is not a trefa? It's ready to die from old age. No trefas. It's coming to the end, and it has no kerach, so it dies. So if you shecht it quickly before it dies, so that's called hashecht asam sukenes. You shecht the behemoth, nishken trefa, so then it's muta. So the Gemara says that the Cheskel HaNavi had a midas chasidus not to eat from a behemoth that was a mesukenes. If it's mamish holding by the end, and it's the last hours, and you shecht it, so you rush to shecht it before it dies, so there's a midas chasidus not to eat it. So that's what the Gemara refers to over here, besar t'musa shchutais and besar t'musa nevelus. What does besar t'musa means? Flesh from an animal that's holding by dropping dead, and shchutais, you shecht it, the top line of chavbeis and menalef. Strictly speaking, psat musa shchutas is muta. Psat musa is nevelas. If an animal is holding by the end and it drops dead, so it's a nevela. As tumas nevela and it's also machila. If you have psat musa shchutas, it's holding by the end and you shecht it quickly, so strictly speaking, it's muta and it's a midas chasid, it's not to eat it. That's the Gemara quotes when the Rabban Shalom instructed Yecheskel HaNavi that he should eat this disgusting bagel and an awful tasting thing. So he said, Rabban Shalom, he asked me to do this disgusting thing. Give me a break. I never did these kind of averis. Nevela trefa lo achalti. He says, please, I never ate nevela trefa. He said, what do you mean nevela trefa lo achalti? All Orthodox Jews don't eat nevela trefa. What's Yecheskel HaNavi bringing about? So the Gemara says, no, nevela trefa lo achalti means he never ate behemesh that they shechted quickly before it was about to die. Sat musa shchutas never ate, and treifa lo yachalti means whenever there was a behemish shahara b'chacham, whenever there would be a shaila, and the chacham had a kvetch on it, till he found a heter, so he wouldn't eat that either.
Can I just get a couple of shots while you're
okay?
I'll try not to.
I remember Rav Shmuel Birnbaum from the Meir Yeshiva in Brooklyn once said over at a public function, he wants to deliver the Hesed, a big time Chacham died. So he told over a story that one of the, there was a balabas who came to the Beis Medrash in the Meir Yeshiva in Brooklyn to learn. So he told him this story that this balabas had learned in Radin. And when the Chavetz Chaim's first wife passed away before he married the second wife survived him. The second wife came to America with her, Mendel Zaks. So before he remarried, so he had a Jewish girl who was cooking, a religious Jewish girl who was cooking all the food. And he would eat on Shabbos with a couple of boys from the yeshiva at his home. He was an old man already. So when the maid served on Friday night, the Chavetz Chaim made Kiddush, and the maid served the bowl of soup. So the Chavetz Chaim asked the boy next to him, in Yiddish, can you please go to the kitchen and ask the maid if the soup is kosher? So he thought he was senile. What do you mean? Has the maid of the soup is kosher? She wouldn't give you the soup. It's not kosher. So he may believe that he didn't hear. And they just carry on a conversation, kept on talking. So the Chavetz Chaim didn't drink the soup. And all the boys ate the soup. So the Chavetz Chaim asked him again. He didn't get angry. He just asked, could he please go into the kitchen? He asked the maid if the soup is kosher. So again, he thought, what is he talking about? Is senile? Well, so he didn't make a comment. And then another 2 minutes go by and the guy didn't go. So the Chavetz Chaim asked him again, without getting angry, please go into the kitchen and ask the maid if the soup is kosher. The guy had no choice. They're going to keep on asking him. So he went to the kitchen and he asked the maid, I don't know what this means. Don't get insulted. The Chavetz Chaim asked me to ask you whether the soup is kosher. So she screamed, I forgot to tell him not to eat the soup. Because he told me whenever there's a shayla and a chicken, I have to show it to the dayan. And the dayan has to paskin that it's muta. So he doesn't want to eat from the behemish shahar b'chacham. Tell him not to eat the chicken. That was the story. It wasn't treif, but that's behemish shahar b'chacham. That's what the The Gemara in Chulin, in Sekhet Perek Chulin, quotes this, that Yecheskel HaNavi was makbid, Nevela Trefa Lo Yachalti, Nevela means behem here, Sart Musa, if a shecher is hamsukenis, that you have to quickly shecht it before it drops dead. So his nidus chasidus would be, he wouldn't eat that, Yecheskel HaNavi would need it. And Trefa Lo Yachalti means behem shehor b'chacham. There is such a midas chasidus. Such a midas chasidus in marriage also. When a man is married and there's a shalom hilchas nidos, so taka the dayan can be mekel, but sometimes it'll be midas chasidus not to rely on the kula. That's a question. Is that right to have such a midas chasidus at the expense of the wife? Is the wife also interested in this midas chasidus? If the husband is interested, the wife is not, so that's not fair. If he doesn't want to eat the chicken, is one thing. But he doesn't want to be with his wife. That's not proper. You can't observe the midas chasidus at someone else's expense. But the chicken wasn't going to be affecting anybody else.
Isn't there a Gemara in Ksubis where his wife used an amatla to explain why she didn't want to have meal one night, and then she said she was a nida, and the next day she said, actually, I wasn't a nida, I was just kidding. And then Rav said it was winter, but Shmuel refused to rely on it.
Yeah.
So, meaning really it was winter.
No, it's machlokes amarayim. Whether einecha nemen bisurim said lachumra, and then you back out with an amasla. If you have two edim, say plani horaga, plani lova, and then they back out with an amasla, that's a gemara in Sanhedrin. That chayz kim shikat shuv and chayz amagen, you can't back out. And if you have shavi anafshe chaticha di isur, and you want to back out with an amasla, that's a mishnah that's good. If you have einecha nemen bisurim, that's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So we pass on halacha that it does help, but there was a sheet in the Gemara that he cannot, because...
Wasn't Shmuel asking Rav what the psak is, and Rav said it was winter?
Yeah.
I mean, Shmuel didn't disagree, he just couldn't tell it.
No, I think the Gemara says it's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Machlekes Rav Shmuel, whether you can be chayzer or magen with an amaslo, by yerecha nevim b'yisur. Yeah. I remember once a yeshiva guy saw Rav Moshe Feinstein at a wedding, and he asked him, what's a din, a certain din in Hilchas Bas B'cholov? So Rav Moshe told him, it's a v'feirish Shepirim Gadim, that it's mutter. And Rav Moshe, the guy was asking, he didn't know. The young man who was asking had a beard, you know. He didn't know the din. He asked Rav Moshe, so Rav Moshe, when he walked away, he said to the rabbi who's standing next to him, he thinks he's going to happen with the v'feirish Shepirim Gadim. Rav Moshe thought that the guy knew, and he was just testing him to see. So he said, he thinks it'll happen, I'm fair, Shepirim God. So then the guy asked Rav Moshe, should I be machmer on this? Because I had to ask you the shaila. It's a behem shahara b'chacham. So Rav Moshe said, no, just because you're an amoritz, you don't know what it says. That's not called behem shahara b'chacham. Behem shahara b'chacham means, if there was a shaila, and I had to work hard till I found out, I kvetched ois I had to. Over here, it's an open and shut din. It's a befer shadin that it's mutam. So that's what the Gemara has the lashon over here. Mutav odibrotel kaneged yetzar mutav sheyochle besart musos shchutos val yochle besart musos nevela. So the shaila is, according to Rashi, that the birishain is only mutter lacha kalamaisim after she's mizgayer. So why is that called besart musos shchutos? She's a giyaret. So the answer is no. She's a giyaret bal korcha. She wasn't a gay midait. Then kol atarkula the din is agiris. Is only good midaita by ger katan. You don't need das hakatan. You say zach ne'adam shleibefana. But normally, if you have an adult, he can't be megayer a person bal korcha. So that's what the Gemara calls it besart musa shchutas. There is what to be machmer about over here, because mikra din shouldn't be a good geiris. It's a geiris bal korcha. So that's a geiris akasav that over here beirishan is muta after the geiris bal korcha. Then the Gemara comments, running commentary on the pasuk. V'chashakta bo has a connotation of al pishena no. Yeah, it says, Eishes yifastoya. Yifastoya means that she's good looking. What if she's mias? What if she's not good looking? So that's what the Gemara says. Even if objectively speaking, at least 10 people, all 10 will say this girl is ugly, but still, that's the din. V'chashakta bo, he thinks that she's so good looking. That's the din afal pishena noa. So it's mutter, even though she's not really a yifaster. He thinks that she's a yifaster. Why does it say bo v'chashakta bo? Bo v'lo bo b'chavata. You're only allowed to take one to a customer. It means in each mochama. The Gemara said that David waged many wars, and each war he used to take another yifaster. So in each any one given war, you can only take one at a time. Bo v'lo bo b'chavata. There's such a drasha by get also. Because of law, say if increases, love, law, you can't let's say a man has two wives and he wants to divorce both wives with one get. So one wife appoints the other wife as a shlich lekabbalah, and the husband writes one get for both wives. So the Gemara says that that's absurd deraisa. Then the Gemara discusses, when would it be good if you write on one piece of paper two different gittin, two separate gittin, one piece of paper? That's not a violation. That's not law v'lo lechavato. So the Gemara has a discussion, how much do you have to repeat? How much of the get do you have to write twice? So sugi in the middle of gittin. So such a similar drasha. Because of law v'lo lo lechavato. Here it's bo. V'chashakta bo v'lo bo lechavato. You're not allowed to take two for yourself. V'lo kachto l'kuchen yesh loch bo. That Kiddusha Natovs, and Rashi says, even though she's really a Nochris, even though there was Geris, but the Geris was Bal Korcha, right? So that's what it sounds from the Rashi, like to read, well, Geris Bal Korcha is only valid vis-a-vis the Heter to the soldier, but with respect to all other Dinim not. So it's a Chiddush that the Lekucha Natovs should have said Lekucha Anaptos. Then it says, V'lokachto Lekucha, V'lokachto Lecho Liisha. What do you mean, V'lokachto Lecho? He's not allowed to take your fastoya for somebody else. Only allowed to take for yourself. That's the machlokes. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What does that line mean? The Rashi says even be rishayin is osur binochu yusam mamish telacha kol amaisim. Rabbeinu Tam learns that you can't begin the yerach yomim bimolchom. That you have to start the debasim. So now the Gemara goes back to the Ritzia. The sugya began with Ritzia. Then they had a sofik about Evdi Rikoyin. Can the Odin give him a Shivcha Knanis? Then agav that, maybe you only mata Evdivri b'Shivcha Knanis, but there's one Issa. But if the Evdivri is a Koyin, you have a double Issa. Maybe you're not mata the double Issa. So the Gemara says not so. They had a Beferisha, right? That is not so. So then the Gemara, agav that, the Gemara spoke about the soldier who's a Kohen. Are you mata the double Isser over there? So now they're going back to the original topic. The original topic was Ritzia. So they quote this Brisa, Tana Rabbanan, Imama Yoima, Achiyem of Yishna, because we assume that Lo Dibitarik of the Shon Ben Yehudim, and he darshan all of the Shon is Kvulim. What if Amar B'tchil Shesh Olam and B'sav Shesh, Eina Nirtza, Shinema, Le'yetzi Chavshi, Achiyem of Bishas, it's he has to say the end. What if Amar B'sav Shesh Olam and B'tchil Shesh, Eina Nirtza, Shinema, Mama Yoima, you have to say twice. Then the Gemara has a comment. What do you mean? Oma Mar says in the Brisa, Oma b'tchil shesh lam b'sav shesh, and nirtzu shnem lo yetzir chavshi, ma yir mir lo yetzir chavshi. You have to have to say that in the Sishtir is bonnet. B'tchil shesh, he didn't have a shivcha k'nainis yet. The shivcha k'nainis didn't give birth to any baby yet. It's only mishayesh li isha bonim. Mishayesh li isha bonim doesn't mean he was, there's one din. Rabba Moshe lo shivcha k'nainis is only if he was previously married. If he wasn't married before, a rabbi mosel shivcha k'nainis. But when he says a haftias adonis ishte v'zbana, ishte v'zbana means the shivcha k'nainis with the children that he had from the shivcha k'nainis. So b'tchila sheish, he doesn't have any children from the shivcha k'nainis yet. So you can't say b'tchila sheish literally in the beginning of the sheish. You have to have at least 9 months later. She has to have a baby. It takes 9 months to have a baby. So the Gemara says, that's one kasha. Tebelo yidmin haftias adonis ishte v'zbana v'lekha. He doesn't have any children from the Shivcha Knainis yet. V'su'na ha'kashe, it says, Zomar, b'sav sheish lama b'tchila sheish, and nirtzu shenema ha'eved, he has to still be an eved, otosav sheish la'eved, he's still an eved, till the end, till matzoi, till tzeis ha'kechavim of the last day of the sheish. He was bought as an eved ivri on Zion Adar, comes the end of Vav Adar, till the end of the day, still an eved. How can you say, how do you have a drashim? He still is an Eved. He's still an Eved. Till it comes says Hakohen. So Rav explains the Pasha Pshat. B'tchila Sheish doesn't mean in the beginning of the 6 years. No, he already has the Shivcha K'nainis and Bonim. It means sometime prior to the B'tchila's Pruta Achreina. Sometime before the last Shavuot Pruta. You have to have Achiyoyim of Yishne. So the first time has to be after he has Isha Bonim. After he already has his Shivcha K'nainis and he has children from the Shivcha K'nainis, and he has a lot of work left to do. And B'sof Sheish means B'sof Pruta Achreina. What does it mean? So that's what we had the Gemara before. Where was it? I think on Chof Amid Aleph. There's a machlokes. Where was that Gemara? Here it is. On the Yutesim and Aleph. On Yutesim and Aleph by the wide lines. So there was a machlokes hatanoim. Can you be miyai the Amo Hevriya if you hold a mamish by the end of Sheish and there isn't the Shavuputz's worth of work left in the end of the day? So the Tanakama, we pask and Moshe Hashanah is likidushin nitnu. If as long as she's still a Amo Hevriya, you say Hareat miyuedisli with the money that I paid your father when I bought you as an Amo Hevriya 5.5 years ago, almost 6 years ago. So Kozman, she wasn't Yotze Lecheris yet. Kozman is not yet Tzeis HaKochem of the last day. So you can be Miyayit. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah says, no, that's on the first wide line, on Yud Tesem and Allah. Only in the Yesheres Bayan Kedei Lassim Moshav Reputa Mekudesh and Mlavein Mekudesh. Why? So the Gemara explains, Amaka Sabah, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah's sheet is, we don't pass like him, his sheet is, Moshav Rishon is lovely Kiddush and Nitnu. He holds that it's not Moshav Rishon, it's not Iglon Mislam Afreya, that the Moshav Rishon is Kiddush and Nitnu. It's Mekadosh B'mechilas Milveh, which usually is no good. Mekadosh B'mechilas Milveh is no good. Mekadosh B'mechilas Sheyesh Aleha Mashkan is Mekodesh, it's with the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. That's on the bottom of the Amar, the last three lines. The Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Mekadosh B'mechilas Sheyesh Aleha Mashkan, Mekodesh with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah. So that's the Poshup Shot. He's Mekadosher, so you have to have a Shavu Putah's worth of work left till the end of the day, that he's Mechal that, and it's B'mechilas Milveh, and it's Milvah Sheyesh Aleha Mashkan, she's the Mashkan, and that's Mekodesh, it's fine. So then the Gemara quotes on the third wide line, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Kama, not true. He doesn't think Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah disagrees. He says everybody agrees, Moshe Rishon is the Kedush Nitna. So why does he say you have to have a Shavu Putz's worth of work left in the day? I feel the time of the Kedush Nitna. No, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah agrees with the Tanakama. Moshe Rishon is the Kedush Nitna. But if you don't have a Shavu Putz's worth of work left till the end of the day, you don't really call her an Amo Hevriya. Shani Hochad Am Rachmana Vehefta. Can only be Miyai the Isha if the Shivchas is such that it would lend itself to Giroin Kesef. If she could buy her freedom out, to buy her Giroin Kesef, you have to have a Shavu Putz's worth of work left till the end of the day. If there's less than the Shavu Putz's worth of work left, is holding by the end of the last day, so it's not shach to have Giron Kesef, it's not shach to have the Hefta. So whenever you can't have a Hefta, you can't have Yud. So the Rishonim had an expression over there. Since there's less than a Shavu Putz's worth of work left to the end of the day, we consider as if she's not fully an Amo Hevriya. She's not mechuyev to do so much work. Only mechuyev to do less than a Shavu Putz. She was mechuyev to do work for 6 years. When I'm holding mamish by the last half a minute before the Shkia, so there isn't a Shavu Putz's worth of work left, not considered a full Amo Hevriya. So that's what the Gemara says over here. B'tchila sheish anchov beis amenala. Amo yamu heved, we say, lo di b'tero kadushan miryad. May have the shanis kvula mi darshan every word. Amo yamu means that she emo v'yishni, has to say twice. So the first time he said has to be after yesh lo isha banim. He already had he was with her shivcha k'nainis. She had a baby, so it's at least 9 months after he was sold as an eved iri. The shivcha k'nainis had a baby. And so that's the first time he says Omar. Has to be before. And then he has to be Omar Yoimer. The second time is Betchila Sheish means Betchila's Prut Achreina. Besov Sheish, Besov Prut Achreina. You have left less than a Shavu Putz's worth of work till the end of the Sheish. So then he has to say again the second time. So that's why Bitzel Aponovich said, you see from the Gemara that you have to do the Ritzia of the Eved Ivri on the last moment of the last day. So that's what the Chazon Ish pointed out. That's against the Mishnah in Shkolim. It says Beferish that used to put an announcement in the newspapers, Bech Be'odah, Roitzim Esav Odim. How can that be? So the Chazon Ish in his Sefer on Kiddushin in the Chelek HaNebenezer. So they have Heoris on the Dab. So on this Gemara, he doesn't tell the whole story that he heard from Rabbi Tzela Panavajah. He just says, he thinks, Oma Yoimar, he has to say twice, and the second year, third year, fourth year, middle of the sixth year, whatever, the Meir Rishayna, then Amir Rishni has to be towards the end of the day, when there's less than a Shavu Putz's worth of work, and then you can wait, you can do the Ritzia on Rish Chodesh Ador, 9 months later. So what's in between? So what? But the Eved Ibi is Yetzel Lecheris at the end of Sheish. So he says, Anacharami, he's Yotze Lecheres. And then when you do the Ritzia is not that it's Mamshech the Abdus, that he's not Yotze B'Sheish. He was a B'Sheish. But it says the Ritzia, it says Hanirtze Nikne B'Ritzia. See the Loshen. It's a new Kenyan. It's not that the Ritzia is Mamshech the ownership of the Abdus. That was the Loshen HaMishnah. Where was the Loshen HaMishnah? On Yudalan on the base. I forgot it. Yudalan on the base. Hanirtze Nikne B'Ritzia. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk Shenem. So he says it's strange that he's Yotze B'Sheish when it comes to Esek Ram, the end of Sheish, and then he has a right to run around, do whatever he wants. But since he was Zama Yoimar, so this sets up the possibility to do the Ritzia whenever you want. You can do the Ritzia a year later, and then when you do the Ritzia, then it becomes an Eved Nirtza Mikar Al Habo. But he says he's not sure. He doesn't quote the Mishnah in Shkolim. I don't know why. He doesn't quote. He should have quoted the Mishnah in Shkolim. That is beferish like that. Because the Gemara says the second Amira has to be that part of what Rabbi Tzela said. That's beferish in the Gemara. The second Amira has to be mamish besof sheish. When there's just less than the Shavuot Prutas left, besof prut achrayna.
Can't change his mind.
Can't change his mind. Maybe he can. Until you do the Ritzia. Until you do the Ritzia, probably can't change his mind. But you can't do the Ritzia unless you had Omar Yoima. You have to have Betchila Sheish and Besof Sheish. So Tchila Sheish is not to be taken literally. You have to have at least 9 months.
Yeah, but
to have the Shivcha Knainis, after Yasa Deni Sishtiv is Bonai.
But then the saying, after Yasa Deni Sishtiv is meaningless, then he can change his mind.
He says it twice, and then he has to continue. Let's say he only says it once. After 3 years, he likes it. So the Gemara has to say a second time, even a second time. He has to say a third time.
And he's still an Eved.
Still an Eved. But then he's Yotze Lecheres at the end of the Sheish. And then if he still is up to it, he still wants to remain, then he's Nikne B'Ritzia. He has to agree to be Nikne B'Ritzia. So it's a little fluky. Yeah. That's what the Chazon Ish is surprised. What's going on here?
I think the lashon of the Rambam seems to be like of Isla Panovicher. He says, "Ketzad rotzin mevila dazdin shal shlosha, va'omer dvarav lefnehem umagisha l'sof sheish el hadeles." So it sounds like the Ritzia and the Amira all happen in front of the bezel at the end of the sheish.
Right, the Chazon Ish points that out. And the lashon of the Rambam sounds like you do the Ritzia mamish b'sof sheish, but that's against the Mishnah. He doesn't quote it. That's against the Mishnah in Shkolim that they said that he realized as a teenager. But he points out that Rama sounds like a Rabbi Tzolei Panovich. You do the Ritzia at the end of Sheish. Yeah.
If he doesn't go free right away, what happens to his wife? If he goes free and
The Gemara is going to say the Odin is only mechuyev to support the Ishto Ibonov, calls man that he's an Eved. Once he goes free, so the Odin is not mechuyev to support him, he's not mechuyev to support his wife and children either. So he'll have to go get a job somewhere.
And then, his own wife.
His own wife from before. His wife from before. His Jewish wife, not the Shivcha Knainis. Yeah. His own wife from before.
Can I get a job?
It's very strange. That's what the Chazon Ish points out. Isn't it strange? We usually assume that the Ritzia is Mamshech the Avdus, but he thinks over here it's not. He do the Ritzia here for you later. He do the Ritzia 10 months later.
According to this, then why is it, what's the special in doing an Irish for the Shadda?
No, it says that was the practice. Instead of convening a bezin every day, so they used to convene a bezin, they used to put an advertisement in a newspaper, who's interested in doing Ritzia and Eved Ivri, and everybody would gather on that day in the bezin.
You didn't have the doorpost of the bezin?
Huh?
You didn't have the doorpost of the bezin? You do the Ritzia on the doorpost of the bezin?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Habilos.
The Gemara says you're not allowed to line up. That's a Gemara, yeah. That's a Gemara in Saita in the first parak. You're not allowed to have a whole line of Eved Ivris and Einos and Mitzvah Chabidos Chavim to do a whole bunch of Avonim, to do Ritzia and a whole bunch. Yeah. You have a lot of Bati Dinim, You have a lot of Bati Dinim.
The way the Rambam quotes that halacha is that a single Adon cannot do one Maisa Ritzia and two Avadim. But it doesn't sound from the Rambam there'll be a problem of lining up multiple Avadim with multiple Adonim.
The Gemara in Saita asks, sometimes Mutta, sometimes Osa. So there's a machlokes Rishonim. When is it Mutta, when is it Osa? When is it a violation of Chavilus? So they say the Rambam says only if it's one Adam with two Avonim, but if it's a different Adam and a different Eved, then it's okay. They can all stand in line, have the same Bezim do it. I think another Rishonim hold not so. The Morgan Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah talks about it. Because when we learn from two Sifrei Torah, when, let's say when you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Erev Rosh Chodesh, you only take out one Sefer Torah. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, take out two Sifrei Torah. Sometimes take out three Sifrei Torah. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, you take out three Sefer Torah. So you take out all the three Sefer Torah at one time. So the Morgan Avraham says that should really be a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. Taking out all the three Sefer Torah, then you're only going to learn from one. You should really take out one, put it back, take out a second one, put it back, take out the third one. So it's an issue of Tircha de Tzibur. So that the Magen Avraham raises that issue. Is it better to take out all three together, or do you say, no, that's a violation? He says, by Sheva Brachas, when you have a meal after the wedding, or Sheva Brachas and Shivis Me'am Mishtah, so he quotes the Prisha, writes on the bottom of the page in the Torah and Ebenezer, you should fill up the both cups of wine before benching. So one cup of wine you use for benching, the second cup of wine you use for the Sheva Brachas to the benching. So Magen Avraham thinks that it's not right. He thinks that's a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. You should fill up one cup for the benching, and then after you finish benching, then you're holding by saying the Sheva Brachas of Nisuin. So then you fill up the second cup. Same thing under the Chuppah. Fill up first the Koshal Erisin, and then after you say Brachas Erisin, then you fill up the Koshal Nisuin. Shouldn't fill them both up at one time. So he refers you to this Gemara in the first parak in Soita. I think it's Heyam and Aleph. I think it's Heyam and Aleph. Where the Gemara there says sometimes it is a violation, sometimes not. And it's a machlokes harishonim. When is it a violation? When is it muta? When is it us? Yeah. People don't ask. So everybody does like the prishon. They don't realize that there's an issue. Vashti says you follow the Magen Avraham. They should not fill up the two cups at the same time. So now the Gemara continues with the dinam of Ritzia. Tanu Rabbanim, lo isha banu l'rabba ein isha banim. The Eved Ivri has a shivcha knainis. After his adon is ishti v'zbanai, but the adon is single. The adon has no children. So the din is ein anirza. Why shenema kehevcha v'es beisecha? Beisecha means beisezu ishtoi, and ishtoi is not enough. Sometimes, say, let's say, the Kangodla on Yom Kippur has to be married. It says, V'chipa bado b'yad beis beis zuishtoi, and the Babli says in the first parak in Yuma, beis zuishtoi has to be on a sua. We had it in Rashi on Yuna Mebeis. Rashi said, how do you know Eishes koin ha-cheldes b'truma? So he said, there are two psukim. The one pasuk, kol tor b'beis ha-yochol kodesh, that goes on, and the Sifrei says on that pasuk, that from that pasuk you learn that Eishes koin ha-cheldes b'truma, that's only by Nesuin. By Nesua. How do you know Arusa? So then the Gemara says, Koin ki ikan nefesh kin yakaspa. So how did Rashi know that Beis Zulish is only Nesua? How did Rashi know in Yudam a Beis? The answer is because that's what the Gemara says in Yuma in the first paragraph. Chipa bad the bad Beis. Beis Zulish is only Nesua. Tois is there in the first paragraph in Yuma, quote to Yerushalmi, that seems to say not so. Yerushalmi seems to say that Arusa is also good enough. So Tois touches it up and they say it's not so. Other Balei HaTosfos, we have the Ri'a Lovan, is a set of Tosfos on Yuma. The Ri'a Lovan says not. So Ri'a Lovan holds that it's Machlokes the Bavli and the Rishalmi. Whether if the Kohen Gadol had only Erisin, that would be sufficient. So what if the Kohen Gadol is married to a wife and he has no children? So he can't do the Avodas Yom Kippurim. That doesn't say. It says he has to be married to a wife. It doesn't say he has to have children. Chipa Bada Bad Beis Beis Zuishta. But over here, it says, Gehev Chavies Beis Secho. Beisecha means that the Odin has to be Yeshlo Isha Ubod. It's not enough Yeshlo Isha. Because it says, Ahavtes Odin Yes Ishtiv Is Bonai. About the Eved, it says, Ishtiv Is Bonai. He has to have the Shivcha Knain, his wife, and Bonai. It says, Kehebcha Ves Beisecha. So it's parallel to Gmarasim. Just like he has to have Isha Bonim, so the Odin has to have Isha Bonim also. It's not enough just Isha. Rav Soloveitchik said over a beer in the name of Rav Chaim, true, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur doesn't, it's enough if he's married, doesn't have to have children. But if he has children, then they're included in Beis Zuishta. V'chipa bada bad Beis Beis Zuishta. They would be included. Mainaf Kamina. So he said, the din is, you can't be makar v'korban on behalf of a mumer. Let's say the Kohen Gadol is married, and his wife is a mumeris. He's Orthodox, and his wife is a Reform. She's not, she's an apikoris. So you can't be, it says, Adam Mikem Kiyaka Karpan Hashem, the opening passing of Be'ikram, Mikem Elokulchem, Lehotzi Esamumer. that if the Bala Karban is a mumer l'avodizar, a mumer l'chal Shabbos b'frehesya, mumer l'rabadin atar, mumer din kakma, so you can't accept the Karban from him. So what if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is married, he has nisum, but the wife is a mumeris, to the extent mumeris adina kakum. So you can't let him do the avodah on Yom Kippur because he has to be makar the Karban. He and his wife are both Bali HaKorban. If the Bali HaKorban is a mumer, so he can't be makar with such a Karban. What if he and his wife are both tzaddikim, but they have children who are mumer? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, b'shem Rav Chaim. Also, if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have children, it's okay. But if he has children, then they too are included in Beso. And since they're included, if they're mumrim, so you can't be mocked with the Korban. So he interpreted that's the pshat in the Nevuah in Zechariah. The Nevuah in Zechariah, I think. He shows him, Yeshua kain agarol hayo lavush begodim tzoim. You are made lifnei amalek. What do I mean, begodim tzoim? So the Medrash says, Rashi on Zechariah quotes it from the Medrash. Medrash says, Begodim are something separate from the body. Yeshua Kohen Gadol himself was a tzaddik, his wife was a tzaddikus, but his children were intermarried. Children were married to Nochrias. And a Jewish man married to a Nochrias is considered like Shmad. A Jewish girl married to a Nochri is considered Avera. We spoke the other day. But a Jewish man married to a Nochrias, that's the end of the line. The children will not be Jewish. So that's Molid Bein Lavoid Zara. So that's Ramban said, a Jewish man living with a Nochris, Yehoreg Val Yav. A Jewish girl living with a Nochris is an Avera. Shavera is not considered Yehoreg Val Yav. So that was what they were concerned about. How can Yeshua Kohen Gadol function as a Kohen Gadol when it's going to come Yom Kippur? How can it be Makar of the Karbonis and say, Chippa Badam, Be'ad Besa, Besa Zawishtoi? But he had Badim, and the Banim were Mishim Badim, the Banim were Mumrim Lavadizar, because they were married to Nochrias. So they tell him in a nevuah, Hasir Abgadim Atzah Me'olav Ha'pishos Samachlotzais. They should take off the dirty begodim, and they're going to mess up the Kohen Gadol with clean begodim. What does it mean? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash on that pasuk in Zechariah that Zechariah was told b'nevuah that the children are going to divorce their wives. By the time it comes Yom Kippur, they won't be mumrim anymore. They're only mumrim because they're married to the Nachrias. If they'll be mekabel, if they'll divorce the Nachrias, and they'll shape up again, so then he will be able to function as Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So that was the pshat in the nevuah. That's what he said, b'shem Rav Chaim, the pshat in that nevuah. So that's what this Gemara says. Kehevcha v'ez beisecha, beisecha over here means not enough, ishto ubanim. Because lo isha ubanim al rabba ein isha ubanim. So it says, ein anirza. Why? Kehevcha v'ez beisecha, beisecha goes on ishto ubanim. Because by him he has to have Isha Banim. So the rabbi also. Yeah, what does the Gemara go right there? No, come on. Who oivis rabbi, rabbi ein oivo? He wants to stay on, but the Odin is not interested. So you can't force yourself on the Odin. The Odin doesn't want it. You have to have the Haskama of both of them. He wants to stay on the Odin, doesn't want him. So ein anirza shenem, ki tov la'imach. They're together. What if Rabba Ohavo Huen Oivis Rabba? The Odin would like him to stay on Bavoda Liodim till Yavo, but he doesn't want to stay on. Nisht is Nisht, and in this, Kehevcha, because he has to, they both have to agree. The Odin with the other both have to agree that he wants to stay on. Kehevcha. Hu Chayla V'Rabbe Ein Chayla. Let's say he's not healthy. And the Odin is healthy, he's not healthy. Ein in this, Ki Tov Lo Imach, has to be Tov Lo. As being good health. What if Rabbi Chayla Bohen Chayla also in this? Can I have imach? Imach means that they're both on the same level. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if they're both on the same level? They're both not too healthy. It says kitav la imach. Imach just means as long as they're shava b'shava. So if they're both sickly, it's you do ritzia. No, has to be imach b'shava b'shava, and tovla has to be they're both healthy. Boy, Rabbi Bi Barabai Shneim Chayla Ma'ad. Do you say imach bina v'ha'ika? It is they're equal to shava b'shava. Take so they're not sure. That's Safi Gnigmar. Then Gnigmar says, Tanar Rabbanan. What is this? It says it's Taurus Kahanim. Okay. Kitab Leimach, Imach Michael, Imach Mishta, what does it mean? Shlotea to Eichel Pasnekiba, Eichel Paskeba. I'm going to give pumpernickel to the Evid Ivri, and the Odin is going to eat fancy, delicious bread. Or the Odin is going to drink delicious wine, and the Evid is going to have great juice. Not with alcoholic content. After Shaisa Yain Yashin, we also Shaisa Yain Chodesh. You're going to give the Eved grape juice. That's not permissible. After Yashin Agabi Muchen, you sleep, the Odin sleeps on a very comfortable bed. But who the Eved? Yashin Agabi Tevin. He sleeps on hay. You're not allowed to do that. The Karama Kala Kaina Eved, Kaina Odli Yatzma. How is Kaina Odli Yatzma? He has to treat him equally. So the Tosis on the previous daf explained why.
It's like only by the Nitra. He has to do that all along.
All the, yeah. This goes all along, not just by the Eved. So, yeah. Whenever you have an Eved Ivri, yeah. Before the Gemara said it, yeah.
In other words, it wasn't make a new deal. Now you eat the junk and I'm going to eat the good stuff.
Yeah, this is all along. Yeah, this is not only by the Nirtza. The Gemara had it before for all along. Where was that Tosis? Here, the Tosis, the bottom Tosis on Chof HaMin Aleph quoted Ayi Rishalmi. Why is Kikoina Odin Liatzma? They have to be equal. Why is Odin? So the Tosis quotes Yerushalmi. What if he only has one comfortable bed? So if the Odin is going to sleep in and the Eved is going to sleep on the floor, that's not permissible. So they both sleep on the floor. So it's a Midas Doim. He has a comfortable bed. Not going to let anybody sleep on it. So you have to let the Eved sleep on the bed. So it's Mamish Kikoina Odin Liatzma. I'm the Balabos. And I have to give him the comfortable bed. You only have, fleshiks and you have milchiks. So there's only one core, there's only one steak. So the Odin is going to eat the steak, and the Eved is going to eat junky food. So that's not ketev le'imach. And no one will eat. Everyone will eat junk, and they'll just leave the steak there. That's keif and albidas. No. So you have to give the steak to the Eved, and the Odin doesn't eat delicious food. So that's kekoyin odli atzma. That's the Tais quoted that Yerushalmi achof and aleph. The bottom Tosis. This is the same price all along when you have an Eved Ivri. That's how you have to treat him. Yeah, Tana Rabbanav Yatzam Imahu Banav Ima. When the Eved goes free, you have to say, Shu Banav Omer Abshim and Hu Nimka Banav Benos Ami Nimkaru. Who sold the Nimka Bidgei Vosai? He was a Ganav. He was sold as an Eved Ivri because Nimka Bidgei Vosai. His children were not sold. So what does it mean at the end of Sheish, Yatzam Imahu Banav Ima, as if the Banim are also Abarim? Everything more mikan she abechayvim is on his banav. Okay, it's v'davar atoymer and balish of yotze ishta imoy. If the eved goes free at the end of sheish, so his wife goes free also. What do you mean when they sold the eved? Because nimka b'gavosa, the seller wife also. The wife has to work. How can it be? Omer Rab Shimon, who nimka ishta mi nimkara? The wife didn't steal. So and even she did steal. That's one of the differences between men and women. The Mishnah and Saita lists off all the chilukidinim and the Tosefta brings. Three times as many dinim. All differences between men and women. Now the world is trying to do away with all the differences. But the halacha says that there are differences between men and women. So one of the differences is that an isha is never sold as an eved ivri. Nimka b'din v'asa v'lo b'gnei v'asa. So that's what he is. What do you mean? The wife was never sold as an amah ivriya. Why? When you buy an eved ivri, you have to keep in mind, how much do you pay? You have to pay how much he's worth, but you have to keep in mind, you're going to have to support him and the wife and the children the whole time that he's going to be working for you. So you pay less when you buy him as an Eved Ivri. From day number one, pay less. Calculate how much it's going to be, how much work will he be able to do for you, and how much you're going to have to spend on food for him. So what do you need? Both psukim, that the Odin is chayv mizan is bonav and the Odin is chayv mizan is ishtoy. Wouldn't you be able to learn a Mamatzina from one to the other? No, Mar says, no, it's Richa. I need two separate psukim. The Yashmina Bonov, if the Pasuk would say the Odin is Muchiv to take care of the children, little children, they can't expect them to work for a living. But the wife is an adult. She's already after Bas Mitzvah, so let her get a job and work on her own. The Yashmina Bonov, Shum Dalab Nei Mevid, the Rab Nei Mevid, Umechel, they can't work. You can't expect them to go get a job. They're 6 years old, 5 years old. So he can't get a job and support themselves. But the wife is an adult already, so maybe I should say the Odin is not b'chiv to support her. I might have said incorrectly, let her go get a job and let her feed herself. Yashmin and Ishta would have thought, it's not their heritage to expect the woman to go schnorre, to go ask for tzedakah. But the young children, that's not such a big busha. Did Darchai Lahadur, let them roam around in the streets and let them go collect tzedakah from their houses. Who says the Yodan is mechuyav to support them? Eimaloi, I would have thought the Yodan is only mechuyav to support the wife, because it's not Darchai Eretz to expect the woman to go shnara money, but the children let them do it. That's why I need about psukim. That when you buy an Eved Ivri, you're mechuyav to support the Eved, Kitav Leimach, and the wife, and the children of the Eved. How long did children have in Bissam until they have the bar mitzvah? Till they go to college? Till they get married? Stamanat. to have Nisam until he become Bar Mitzvah. I assume so. Yeah.
Why would
you assume
it's more than a children?
How do you assume what?
Only until the age of six.
Even younger. Uh-huh. Could also be. Could also be. I don't know. Should look probably in the Mishnah Melech has a lot on everything over here.
Isn't the Beis Din the Beis Din supposed to tell the father that he shouldn't drop them at six, no?
He shouldn't do what?
That the father is allowed to drop them at six, but he's not supposed to.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The Dinim and Ebenezer about this. When is the father? Moshe has all children. Wife is man is there. The father's mechuyev to support the children until they get married. He gives a. And Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut has not accepted accepted that tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has such a tshuva. Whatever the minhag hamakom is, that since the minhag hamakom in America is that the parents support the children until they get married, so that's included in Mezaynus Ishtoi. He has a whole pilpul in the Gemara. It's included in Mezaynus Ishtoi and Yemachuyev. Okay. Now the Gemara talks exactly how do you do the Ritzia. You do the Ritzi in the ear of the Eved, you make a hole in the ear. We had a machlekes make a hole in the soft part, you make a hole in the hard part. Machlekes hatanoim. We paskin in the cartilage, in the hard part, not in the soft part. Yudin Berebis, Rabbi Lezer quote of Yudin Berebis says you make in the soft part. The Chacham disagreed, make the hole in the hard part. But here the Gemara raises the possibility, maybe you don't make a hole in the ear at all. Maybe you make a hole in the door. Ratz Adonim Esazno Bamrat says, it says, how does the pasuk read in so maybe you have him stand with his ear. Some people are tall, some are short. So if he's very tall, so you make a hole in the door next to his ear. If he's short, make a hole in the door next to his ear. He's lower down, a foot shorter. So where do you make the hole? So that's what the Gemara is discussing. Talk about another price. I would have thought incorrectly. Yidkar kineged ozno batelus. It should drill a hole in the wooden mezuzah on the side and in the door. Okay, in the wooden door. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean, delus and ozno lo? What do you mean you're gonna? I haven't mean it was you don't make a hole in the ozen at all. No, the pasuk says first you do make a hole in the ozen. For ozen lo, only delus and ozno lo." For ozen lovok, of course you make a hole in the ear. Elohim, I would have thought incorrectly. You make a hole in the ear far away from the door. And then you take the eved over to the door. I would have thought you do two different things. You make a hole in the ear when the eved is not standing near the door. And then you take the eved next to the door, and then you drill a hole in the door, in the wooden door, according to the height of the eved, where his ear is touching. Tamalama buzz, no badales. No, you only make the hole in the ear when he's standing next to the door. You make a hole in the ear when the ear is touching the door. And there's no din you make a hole in the door. He should be standing next to the door when you drill a hole in his ear. Right. Now, let's say you'll have a door, a wooden door, that's on top of the table. It's not attached in hinges to the to one of the mezuzahs. You have a door on a bed. You have the eved lay down on the door, and then you drill a hole in the eved's ear, and his ear is touching the door. So is that acceptable? So the Gemara says, no, it's not acceptable. Deles shemehani benakur ben sheinakura. Even if the deles is not attached to the hinges, to the mezuzah, no, a delis can be, you have a delis on the floor, you have a delis on the couch. So you have the eved lie down. No, but since there's, the word mezuzah cannot mean a doorpost that's not attached to the door. Not attached. If it's not attached, why is it called a mezuzah? It's just a piece of wood, a beam of wood. It's only called a mezuzah if it's me'umad. So since the word Dela says next to mezuzah, so you can only make the ritzi on the Eved if his ear is touching the Delas, which is mu'umad, when it's a standing position.
Now connected. Well, connected.
Has to be connected. The Delas has to be, shouldn't be detached. The Delas should not be detached from the hinges. It should be, yet. So that's the shaila. Mu'umad. Mu'umad means taka perpendicular to the ground. Mu'umad, that's a shayla. Let's say you have a lot of shops. You have a trap door in front, and you pick up on the ground. You pick up the metal doors, and then you go down the staircase. So are you chayv and mezuzah over there? Because it's not mu'umad. The doorposts are not mu'umad. They're flat on the ground. So the chayyodim has a chiddush based on this gemara. You see that you only chayv and mezuzah if the mezuzah is mu'umad. It's only called the mezuzah if it's mu'umad, if it's perpendicular to the ground. If it's mamash on the ground, and that's the way you go down the staircase, you're not chayv and mezuzah. That's the question. Is that really what it means? Mu'umad means that you could read. Mu'umad doesn't mean perpendicular to the ground. It could be mu'umad means it's functioning as a mezuzah. Functioning as a mezuzah. And my mezuzah mi'umad abdelas mu'umad, it's called abdelas even if it's on the floor. You can have doors in the basement even if it's laying on the floor. But here, you can't do the ritzia unless it's functioning as a delas. But it could be, even if the delas and the mezuzah is flat on the ground, like the doors that you open up to go down to the basement, the trap door, could be, it's also called a delas, also called a mezuzah. That's the chiddush from the chayyodim, and others are not so convinced that that's what it means, mu'umad. Mu'umad means that it's functioning as a delas, the functioning as a mezuzah. Yeah, why? What kind of a din is this? Abdecha mezaka hidosh is the mikra hazeh kemin chomer. He used to give adrosha. What's kemin chomer? Rashi says, machlag is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, chomer means a little container that has a fragrant smelling psamim in it that people have hanging on their necks. Okay. Tzror ha-margolius, tzror ha-boisem, tole b'tzava le-tachshin. Yeah. So he used to give a beautiful drosha. Rabbi Yechem Azai used to give a beautiful drosha. And what is Rabbi Natam is not happy with the Rashi, the top Taisit Kotz. What does it mean, kemin chomer? When someone gives a very good drosha, he says it's a drosha, kemin chomer. So Rashi says that it's like you have margolius of pearls. It's like a container that you have gems in, or like a container that you have psamim that smell beautiful. Something either looks beautiful, looks very beautiful, or smells very beautiful. It means a drasha is some fantastic drasha. Fantastic drasha. Rabbi Natam says different pshat. Rabbi Natam mirish kemin chomer, kemin maiset, that it fits in. Sometimes you come to a bar mitzvah, you give a drasha about the parsha. You don't talk about bar mitzvah. You come to Shavuot Brachos. You talk about getting married. Talk about getting married. That's in Yad and the Yamin. That's okay. But I remember there was a... I won't say. Okay. Okay. Some Rabbanim, they don't give a drasha. They don't say divrei Torah. They're in the Gela Maisa. Yeah. So the Gemara said, what does he say? Kemin Chaymer, the drasha that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gave, fit into the Maisa. So he fit into the pasuk over here. What did he say? Manashtano is a mikol avram she baguf. Why did he make a hole in here? Amar kodesh bruch hos. Shama koli har sinai. Sho shamati kli b'nei so lavanim. Lavanim lavanim. Halo zavu kono ad liyatzmo. Yei ratza. We have to make a hole in his ear. Shimon bar Rebbe ho yedarish mikol zayk min chaymer. Manashtano delisim is a mikol kenem she bavayis. Amar kodesh bruch hos. Delisim is zuzet. Shehoyu eidim b'mitzrayim. B'sho she pasachte ala mashka v'ashnei amzuzet. Yomati. Yeah. Where is that pasuk? That's in Vayikra Chafhei. Vayikra Chafhei. So what does the Gemara say? The second Rosh. He says that pasuk was proclaimed at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch has skipped over the houses. But it's in Vayikra Chafhei. It was at the end of the Teichacha, no? No. At the end of Bahar. Kili b'nei so, the end of Bahar. Kili b'nei so, l'avodim. So there's a Yalkut Shemayne. I remember when I was in Shiva, the Rebbe said there's a Yalkut Shemayne that says that the Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, Paro, was going around and he freed all the Jewish people. He said, officially, you're servants of the king. And now I set you free. And he said, "Halo avdei Hashem b'loy avdei Paro." Now that you're no longer my avodim, you're avodim Takodesh Baruch Hu, you should recite Halo. So at that time, when he said "Halo avdei Hashem," then the Rabbanu Shalom also chimed in and said, "Kli b'nisol avodim la avodim la avodim." That was when Paro made the official declaration that he's freeing the Jewish people. But he's not referring back to the Pasuk in the end of Bahar. That was in Bahar. What is it? What has got to do with the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why does it say Osin Shisham al Har Sinai Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim? Why that was said at Har Sinai? That's Parshas Bahar. Okay, that was at Har Sinai at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. The Teichach Hemuchu Kaisai was declared at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. That's how it says in the last pasuk. Elach Hukim Hamishpatim Hataros Asher Nosan Shemeinu Abem Neisol b'Har Sinai b'Yad Moshe. This Teichach was recited. And Har Sinai, that was the Krisis Bris, that the Schar V'Yonish. That's what a Bris means. This is a contract that's binding. It's going to be Schar V'Yonish. If you observe the mitzvah, it's going to be Schar. If you violate that, it's going to be Yonish. This was proclaimed at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. But that Pasuk is not in the Teichecha. Kili Ben Yisrael Avodim is at the end of Bahar. So what does it have to do? Kili Ben Yisrael Avodim Avodahim. I don't know. There must be this midrash missing here. Apparently, Kili Ben Yisrael Avodim was also declared, was also proclaimed at Maimon Har Sinai. You have to look in the midrash. There's missing. There's something missing here in the Gemara. Then there's another midrash. Tosafot quotes another midrash. Matzeah b'gematria is 400. Mem reish tzadigayin. Why? Because the Jews were Avodim in Mitzrayim for 400 years. It's another midrash. But there's another midrash Rashi and Chumash quotes. Why do you make a hole in the ear? And he went and he stole, and that's why we sold him as an Ebediv. That's if you hold only Machru Bezdin becomes an ear. That's how the Rambam Paskin. Taisa is Paskin like the other Tana. The Rambam Paskin is like the first Tana, but a Mecher Atzmo is an ear. So that's what it says. Ocean Shoma Hasina Loisignoivu Holachu Vigonav. So Yerotza, we make a hole in his ear. Yeah. The Loisig Nova and Aseres Hadibris, the Gemara explains, goes on going of Nefoshes. Because Davar Lama Minyonai. And the others, Loisirtzach and Loisinov, go on Chiyuv Misa. So Loisig Nova also goes on Chiyuv Misa, but going of Nefoshes, Kasim Adaba. But also included is going of Mamet. So that's what the other marriage says. Why do you make a hole in the ear? Ois and Shoma Har Sinai. This Medrash is assuming Halacha Machar Es Atzmo. If he's a Machru Bezin, says that he didn't sell himself as an Eved Ivri. So this Medrash is going with the Shita. I feel the Machar Atzmo is also on the Ritza. So that's why he says Oshama Hasini Kalim Sal Avadim La Avadim La Avahos Avin Kana Odni Atzmo. He sold himself. This is going with the other Shita. The Yidivah Machar Atzmo is also on the Ritza. And the Rambam Paskin is the other way. That only Machru Bezin is Nirtza. Okay, we didn't do the Gemara Chafalef and Aleph. Okay, maybe we'll start the next Mishnah. What's a din of Eved Kenani? They're a Kenyani Karka and they're a Kenyani Metaltalin. And Eved Kenani is Metaltalin. So Kenyani Metaltalin work. But we have a Pasuk that Eved Kenani is Hukesh Lekarka. Why? Because it says in the end of Vayikra Chafei, Isnachal Famosom Nechmat Lereshes Achuzal Sod Melahem Tavoidu. Achuza in Nachlo are Lushainas Yerusha. My father left a lot of money. That's Yerusha. Left money in the bank. That's Yerusha. But on Karka, you call it Nachlo and you call it Achuza. So that's Eved Kenani is Hukash Lekarka. Whenever there's the Einish by Malak Karkois, Einish by Malavodim, there's no din of Shamir on Karka. All the dinim, whenever there's no din of Meila, there's no Meila be Karka. So whenever there's a din that's Meuchat to Karka, so the din always applies to Eved also. Because Avadim Hukshu Lekarkos. So that's why Eved Kenani is nikna either Bikinyani Karka or Bikinyani Betaltlan. Kesev Shtar B'Chazoka, that's like Karka. But also the Gemara is going to say, Hakboa in Meshicha also work. Chalipin works, Bein Bekarka, Bein Betaltlan. Chalipin is one and only Kenyan that works in the Kaim Koldova, anything and everything. Anything and everything. So Chalipin, of course, works. The Gemara quotes. Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tana Appa Chalipin. Chalipin for sure is going to work. Works on Karka and Betaltlan. But the Mishnah only lists off the Chiddush, that even though at Eved Kenani is Metaltalim, since it's Hiskish Lekarka, so Kenyani Karka also work. Okay. So now, before we get to the second half of the Mishnah, that's the complicated part. So the Gemara quotes all the Pesukim. So Minolan, how do you know at Eved Kenani is Hiskish Lekarka? So they quote the pasuk. Aye, maybe you'll make a mistake and think. Maste achuza nikna bekesa b'shtar b'chazaka. Yeah, ma no. Maste achuza chazeres lebanim biyovel lafer b'knayne chazer lebanim biyovel. If avarim hukshel l'stei achuza. What do you mean? He's called the stei achuza. Stei achuza is only when they did chalukas eretz Yisrael. It was neschalka l'shvatim. This area, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants. We should revert back to the original state the way it was originally. Everybody should go back. This is Nachlas Shimon, this is Nachlas Yehuda, this is Nachlas Binyamin. This is only a Chalukah in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Evik 90. That's a funny Havamina. That's not so. Of course it's not so. Of course it does. You keep it for good. That's not Chazal Abam. Chazal Abam is only Stei Achuzah. There's no din of stei achuza and chutzlar. It's only when there was a chalukah in Eretz Yisrael, the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So you want to revert back to the original din of the stei achuza. Then it says chalipin is also good. How come Tana Dan didn't mention chalipin? The Gemara says no, chalipin is good. The kaim called double works on karka and metaltim. That's a double poshut like that. Yeah. And then Shmuel says the chiddush that mishich and hakbor are also good. So then the Gemara is going to discuss what do you mean exactly, Mashiach and Hagbor. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow morning I have to leave early, so maybe I'll give a brief shiur, 9 o'clock, if there'll be anybody here. We'll continue this Gemara. Okay.
So we're not going back to, it's going by Tanakh, based on Bezos?
Yeah, when I'll be better, I'll be able to concentrate. I'm not healthy yet. Amen. Amen.
Yes.